This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, there are so many things that I enjoy about doing this program. One of the things I enjoy most is having the opportunity of introducing to my listeners individuals and organizations that I think will be profitable to individuals, groups, to our country, to the cause of Christ. And that's the case today. I have the opportunity of introducing a brand new organization under the leadership of someone who has been on the program, actually, several times, Adam Josephic. Adam, welcome. Hey, Adam, welcome.
Hey, Bob. Great to be on. Thanks so much for having me.
I forgot to push the button. That was my fault. All right, Adam, delighted. You know, the last time you were with us, you were with Citizens for Community Values, and I know you didn't get fired. At least I don't think so. But God has led you off in a brand new direction that I think is really exciting. You and others have formed the Forge, F-O-R-G-E, the Forge Leadership Network. Adam, tell us about Forge.
Yes, absolutely. And yes, my good friends at CCB, now they've blessed this effort. They're encouraged about it. So Forge Leadership Network, and your listeners can go to forgeleadership.org. That's F-O-R-G-E, leadership.org, forgeleadership.org. Forge Leadership Network, our mission is to identify the best and brightest of the next generation and to train, mentor, and connect them to become the next conservative leaders in the public square. So we're a nonprofit organization that equips students ages 16 to 24 to engage culture by teaching them the principles, the policy, the legislative process, and the practical skills necessary to impact government and society.
All right, that sounds wonderful. How does it work?
Absolutely. Glad you asked. So this week is our big public announcement of our launch of Forge Leadership Summit, the Forge Leadership Network. The exciting part is that Monday also marked the first day that students ages 16 to 24, conservative students ages 16 to 24 across Ohio and the Midwest, Monday marked the first day that they could register to apply for the 2015 Forge Leadership Summit. The summit is a 4.5-day comprehensive leadership experience, and it's hosted on the campus of Ohio Christian University, which is only about 35 minutes south of the Ohio State Capitol and the Ohio State House, where the students will spend 2 of the 4.5 days actually debating in committee and then debating their own bills on the floor with the help of being mentored by state representatives on the actual floor of the State House. So, a 4.5-day training program, the students will learn the timeless principles, how they come to bear on the issues of the day, public policy, how that impacts the different vocations that these students will go on to be leaders in, the legislative process, like we said, this wonderful simulation, as well as practical skills, including media training from our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, public speaking skills, networking, and much more. So students ages 16 and 24 can go on to forgeleadership.org and register and apply for that July Forge Leadership Summit starting today.
You know, I think this is very significant, Adam. When I look at the state of the church, we've done a pretty good job in the church reaching teenagers, but almost the instant they leave high school, we lose them. Well, I think that has happened for quite some time in the conservative political realm as well. We have not done a good job in raising up the next generation of leaders who understand what conservative principles are. So I am thrilled at what you're doing, what you're going to do, and what the results are going to be, because you're going to be helping to raise up a whole new generation of people who are led, hopefully, more by principle than by politics.
Absolutely. That's our goal. We're really excited to see where these students go and to mentor them. The exciting part about that is after the Forge Leadership Summit, the students are invited to join a fellowship of sorts, where they will actually have access to year-round mentoring and development and growth opportunities so that we can help them, grow as principled, effective leaders as they, discern where they want to make their impact and what vocation, whether they're going to go, directly into policy or whether that's going to be law or education or be the next innovators in the marketplace, champions of free enterprise. And so really excited to help mentor these students and to, see all the places they will go, right? Shining a light of, principled, effective, thoughtful statesmanship.
Well, Adam, I see you have a three-step model to identify, to train, and to launch. We've talked a little bit about train. That's going to be your leadership summit July 14th to 18th. But how are you going to identify these young leaders? How are you going to find them?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bob. So we've got networks and we encourage your listeners to tell students that they know, whether it's the students themselves listening right now, or whether they have your listeners have kids and grandkids in this age group, to tell them about this. We're going to be spreading the word throughout Ohio and throughout some of the neighboring cities in the Midwest at private Christian high schools, Catholic high schools, but there are conservative students in public schools as well, homeschool networks, right, homeschool speech and debate co-ops, different networks, which are very popular in this area, as well as, reaching out to some of those college campus groups like Students for Life, chapters, and there's some, conservative students in groups like College Republicans and others that are on college campuses across our region. That really are excited about this opportunity. We've had a phenomenal turnout already this week of students who have started to register to be able to apply for July.
Again, we're talking with Adam Josephic. He and others have just formulated a new organization called the Forge Leadership Network. Are you going to focus primarily on Ohio, at least for now?
Yes. Yeah, our focus is Ohio and the surrounding Midwest. We're not seeking to be a national organization. There's wonderful national training available, but but what we think our training is, we know our training is going to be as good as any other organization, and we are going to rely on wisdom of some of those national training organizations. But the beauty of this is that the fact that if we stay local and we stay focused in Ohio and the Midwest, we can execute. This mentoring program, this year-round mentoring, where we're actually able to, fully invest in the lives and the skills that these students will develop. We're really excited about that. So yes, Ohio and the Midwest is our focus.
All right, the website is Forge, and that's F-O-R-G-E, forgeleadership.org, forgeleadership.org. If you'd like to call, there is a toll-free number, 800-481-5024, 800-481-5024, and they're gearing up for the big Forge Leadership Summit coming up this summer in July, July 14th through the 18th at Ohio Christian University. And if our listeners would go to forgeleadership.org, are they able to register now, or will that be coming later?
Yes, no, they're able to register now. Students are able to, registration is open. So students are able to register now. It's only $395 is the early bird registration fee, which is available until June for the 4.5-day summit. And the good news is for those of us who are older than 24, there's also ways for us to partner and participate in the mission and vision of Forge to raise up a generation like this. So there's exciting ways for students can register now if they go on the site. And then, those of us older than 24 can go on the site and they can check out the partner tab and they can find ways that they themselves can partner and spread the word about Forge and participate in our vision.
All right. It's Forge Leadership Network. The website, forgeleadership.org. The phone number, 800-481-5024. And it's been my privilege to have Adam Josephic with us this afternoon. Congratulations, Adam, on the new venture, and I pray that it's very, very successful. Keep in touch, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. We look forward to it. Thank you for the opportunity and the kind words, and we look forward to updating you and as our summit approaches this July.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Adam Josephic with Forge Leadership Network. FordsLeadershipNetwork.org. Adam, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Bob. Thank you.
Bob Burney Live will return in mere moments. Don't go away.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, sometime today I want to talk about Super Bowl commercials. Well, at least one. Have you heard about the big uproar about the puppy? Have you heard about it? I think it's unbelievably ironic. And what a testimony of the shape of America today. I'll talk, hopefully sometime during the day today, I'll be able to talk about the Super Bowl puppy ad that has been pulled because of outrage. Oh, thousands and thousands of people just outraged. I think it's just unbelievably ironic. We'll try to get to that. However, I want to make sure that we discuss this at least for just a few moments. Yesterday, in Poland at Auschwitz, one of the notorious death camps that the Nazis had during World War II, around 300 survivors. To be honest, I'm surprised that there are 300 left. But they gathered at Auschwitz yesterday to mark 70 years since its liberation. It was 70 years ago yesterday that Soviet troops marched in and liberated the people in Auschwitz. The last major anniversary was 10 years ago, the 60th anniversary, and there were over 1,500 that attended then. So in the last 10 years, the number of those able to attend the survivors has gone from 1,500 to 300. Of course, even the very youngest are now in their 70s. And here's the saddest thing of all about this. Anti-Semitism is running rampant all over Europe again. Anti-Semitism is going crazy in Germany and in France and in Poland. How quickly we forget. And of course, there are even those who deny that the Holocaust even occurred. There are a few events in modern human history that has more evidence, photographic evidence, eyewitnesses. I mean, there are few events in modern human history where there are more witnesses, testimony, evidence that it actually happened than the Holocaust. And yet there are people who deny. It was all a hoax. Are you kidding me? I would challenge anyone to go to Yad Vashem in Jerusalem and look at the pictures and then try to say that it was a hoax. We cannot forget the cruelty of humanity to humanity. It's a testimony of a world without God. It is a testimony of just how cruel, how evil man can become without God. Anyway, yesterday, 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, 300 survivors were able to make the trip and commemorate it. Wow. And then to this. Oh. Okay. Let me set this story up real quick. I don't have a lot of time before the top of the hour break, but let me try to set this up. The liberal left has just had all kinds of fits for, 30 years now, that conservatives seem to have a corner on the market for religion among politicians. you know, the religious right and the moral majority and, you know, and so on and so forth. And the liberal left has said, well, we go to church sometimes. I mean, we have beliefs, kind of. We believe parts of the Bible, you know. How come you're ignoring us? Well, and of course, with a Republican majority in the House and the Senate, the liberal theological left wants to make sure that they make a little noise too. So, Union Theological Seminary in New York had what they called Congressional Orientation on Faith and Governing. Okay, maybe you don't know, but Union Theological Seminary is one of the most liberal seminaries on the planet, meaning they are one of the most useless seminaries on the planet. If you had any faith in Scripture when you go to Union Theological Seminary, it will probably be destroyed by the time you leave. Anyway, they are boasting that they have sponsored this Congressional Orientation on Faith and Governing. I'm reading from the news story. The orientation allowed members to explore how their spirituality intersects with their service to our country. That's a quote from Serene Jones, president of Union Theological Seminary. Just as King Solomon knew that you couldn't cut a baby in half and expect it to live, we know that you can't separate faith, values, and politics and expect our democracy to thrive. Congress members joining the event included Democrats, Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina, Manuel Cleaver of Missouri, Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, and David Price of North Carolina, all far-left liberals. And it's fascinating because they're there to talk about their faith and their values. Yeah, all of those are strong proponents of abortion, same-sex marriage. Uh-huh. Representative Coons said, I think it's important for elected leaders to work from their faith traditions and for those of us who are progressives or who are Democrats to not be hesitant about speaking how our faith experience leads us to act. Their faith guides and directs them. But what is their faith in? And I say this kindly but firmly, their faith is not in an inspired, infallible, inerrant Bible. No, not at all. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll return.